It hasn't been easy per se because when you're in the asylum system, you are not allowed to work. And all you have to do is just to depend on the subsidies that they give you, the allowances that they give you. And some of us really are not people that have ever been on any state benefits. So really, it works on your emotions. You find in the end, people really get depressed because you are in a state of limbo. You don't really know where you stand. You don't even know what to do. You don't know when your papers are going to come through. And so it really is a sad situation because even the subsidies that we get, it's not even enough for your day-to-day living. So not only does it work on your mental health, but it also, economically, you start depending on people to help you. So really, it's not a pleasant situation to be in.
So what exactly are you being given by the government while you're waiting for your papers?
They offer you accommodation and then they pay for your bills, yes, and then you get £36 per week. So that's what you should live on. It covers your clothing, it covers your food, and yeah, you want to get in touch with people back home. You still have to pay your telephone bills from that. So it's hardly enough, really, to get by.
Can you manage to work when you are looking for these papers?
The government actually has a list of jobs that are actually on demand. They've got a list, but then you find not everyone is qualified for those jobs because they include, like, engineering posts or even if it's just nursing, there are specialized nurses.
So now, looking at the amount of money that we are given per week, do you think that you can manage to buy certain things for your child? I guess you've got a child as well.
Yes, I've got a child. No, it's not enough. I have to be honest. It's not enough. Where you find some people end up going to food banks because the money is just not enough. Like now, we're going into winter, and children grow up every day. They outgrow their shoes. They outgrow their coats. So you just have to try and make sure that your budget fits within the £36 that you get per week.